continuing on the theme of today's message, thou preparest a table before me in the midst of mine enemies. As we go to the table of the Lord this morning, given the full context and meaning of that statement, God has prepared for his children a table, a place of repose, a place of refreshing. A place where not only strength, but courage is invigorated. These elements of that which we call the table of the Lord, the cup of wine, which represents in symbol the blood, and the broken bread, which represents the flesh, and as we are doing this in remembrance of him, that is Jesus, I want through God's word today to bring again, as we do over and over, meaning to these elements and our remembering of Jesus Christ. King James in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for your soul. There's a general statement and a specific statement. But let's go deeper. King James translates the Hebrew word here, flesh. The Hebrew word is nephesh. In Genesis, it says, and God breathed into Adam, and he became a living soul. Same word. Therefore, properly read, this should say, for the life of the soul is in the blood. And the value of the blood is in the life, the soul. As we remember Jesus, we remember his life. This cup represents his life. And it says, I have given it to you. Now, I'm not trying to make Hebrew scholars out of anyone. But at times, the Hebrew can be ambiguous. A principle we teach here at the God School is that the New Testament is enfolded in the Old, and that the Old Testament is unfolded in the New. And in the context of the whole of Scripture, this Hebrew word, he, it is H-I or H-U, it's a pronoun, and it can read either he, she, or it. As God in the Old Testament talks of and describes Jesus in so many ways and unfolds that which he is talking about in the New, contextually, this verse should read, for the life of the soul is in the blood, I have given him to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For he is the blood, or he is the life that makes atonement for your souls. Let's take it out of the pronoun and put it into the noun. I have given Jesus to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for Jesus, that is the blood, is the value that makes atonement for your soul. For my soul. Indescribable value. Has God given to make atonement for us? How great is our God, who has prepared this table as we remember Jesus and what he has done for souls, even for our soul. God says, I have given Jesus to you upon the altar as we take this cup with understanding, with discernment, that God has done this for us. We lift the cup, giving glory to God for Jesus. Who has made atonement. The word can mean at one man, who has brought us together again. We do with thanksgiving and praise in remembrance of Jesus. Take this cup, saying, thank you, Lord, for giving us, that which we didn't deserve. Thank you for your grace in Jesus. Amen. This piece of broken bread through the law and in Jesus Christ, atonement has been made. The law has been fulfilled. But Jesus went beyond the law. And he said of this bread, this is my body which was given for you. And we find the nature of God expressed in Christ, who went around healing all the maladies which he encountered. It says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And God, expressing himself in Christ, expressed himself as a healing God. In fact, the first name ever to have an activity related to the name Jehovah is found in Exodus 15, and it says, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha." The law did not require Christ to suffer as he did. It only required his blood, but he went beyond. And as we look through this bread unto Jesus, we have the understanding, the witness of God and his word, that by his stripes we are healed. This table, a table the Lord has prepared for his children, men and women of faith. This is a table of faith. And in faith, we grab this promise of God and do declare with our mouth that faith in the promise of God. And we take this bread, declaring, with his stripes, we, as Peter said, were you. No matter what your condition today, sick or healthy, as we remember Jesus, we say, with his stripes, we were healed. Take it. Gratefully to our God, in Jesus Christ. Amen.